We're on the bottom of Tzayin Amud Aleph. It's non-hosom. Gemara is discussing the Machlokas in the Mishnah, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether we say good achis or not. If we have a mechitza that's more than three tefachim off the ground, if it's a kosher mechitza or not, the Rabbanan hold that since Gedoyim Bokim Bo, it's mevatel the mechitza, and Rabbi Yossi holds it's kosher. It's not, and the Gemara says that the Machlokas is whether mechitza tluya is mutter or not. It's non-hosom. Borsha ben shtei chatzeros, ein memalin mena b'shabas, elim kein osova mechitza asora tvachim, bein milmala, bein milmata, bein besoch ogno. You have a bor that extends into two chatzeros, and there's a wall between the chatzeros, so they can't make an eruv together. The wall separates them. So the water goes under the wall, and it's the water from one side mixes with the water from the other side. So neither one can take out of that bor because they're taking water from the other side and they don't have an eruv with the other side. So you have to make a mechitza, right, of 10 tefachim, whether it's above or below or inside the bor itself, and it separates the bor itself into two parts. So the people are taking the water on one side are taking their water, and the people on the other side are taking their water. Rashi. Bor shebein shtei chatzeros, chetzio b'chatzer zu v'chetzio b'chatzer zu. The bor is half in this chatzer, half in that chatzer. Mechitza bein chatzeros, and there's a mechitza that separates the chatzeros, u'mahalechas utluy al pi ha-bor, v'ein ha-pesach b'neim la'arev zu im zu. There's no doorway opening between the chatzeros, so they can't make an eruv together. And there's a mechitza that goes over the top of the bor. But it doesn't go into the bor, we'll see. Ein memali menu lo zu v'lo zu. Neither one can fill up from this bor. Lefisha mei mechotzer zeh, mei v'lozu. Because you're bringing the water of one chotzer into the other chotzer. There's a water mixes together. Bein milmata somach l'mayim. So what you have to do is make a mechitza of 10 tefachim. And it has to be either close to the water. Bein mitoch ogno kolomer bein milmala rochok min amayim. The mechitza does not have to go into the water. It can be above the water. But it has to be within the opening, within the bor itself. The water is lower than the top of the bor. But the mechitza has to extend into the bor, but doesn't have to extend into the water. Because once it goes into the bor, it's obvious that this mechitza was made to separate the water, even though it doesn't actually go into the water. And the Gemara Neirvin explains because they were matir mechitza tluya by this halacha, since only the din drabanan, right? Sheikilu chacham b'mayim. But because l'maisa mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other. They're both rishus hayochids. It's only the rabbanan were afraid that if you carry from one rishus into somebody else's rishus, even though they're both rishus hayochids, people will mix up that with the rishus hayochid and rishus harabim. So it's a purely a din d'rabbanan, and therefore the rabbanan were makel that a mechitza tluya should help. Aval mechitza chotzetzes es achatzeros u'mahalechas al pi abor shelo nasa b'shvil ha'mayim einu materes. However, the mechitza, if it's not clear that it's made for the sake of the water, that they weren't mater. So the mechitza itself that separates the two chatzeros that goes over the bor, that they weren't mater, because there's no heker. It doesn't look like it's for the sake of the water. The ain mechitza tluya materes b'mayim ela hanasis b'shvil ha'hater milu yamayim. Mechitza tluya, that's mater, the mayim, is only if it was made specifically for this purpose. So it's a heker. So it has to be at least within the bor, so it's clear that it was made for the sake of the water. Kigon gezustra shalamalam in amayim, disnan be'erevin, da'osin lo mechitza tluya, gon zusha v'soch ogen abor. There are other cases also over there in Erevin that we learned, that you have a plank that's over a bor, and you want to fill up water, so you make a mechitza underneath the plank, even though it's high up above the water, but it's clear that you're making it for the sake of the water, and then you can fill up the from the plank. Okay, so that's what's called. That's the Tanakam. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Beishamei Omrim Milmalo Beisilum Omrim Milmato, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, this is Machlokus Beishamei Beisilum where the mechitza has to be. Beishamai says milmala, Rashi, dayun maso milmala mitoch ogno. That Beishamai says it's enough, like the Tanakhama said, that the mechitza can be above the water as long as it's in the bor. Beisil omrim lamata, and Beisil holds that it has to be down into the water. Rabbi Yehuda, lo tehei mechitza gdola min hakosel shebeinayim. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The mechitza doesn't have to be, the mechitza for the water doesn't have to be any better than the wall between the chatzeros. The wall between the chatzeros is a bona fide mechitza. It separates the chatzeros. That's why you need something to separate the water. So if that mechitza separates the chatzeros, it separates the water too. Even doesn't go into the bore at all. Rashi, minakosu shebeinayim, osu hanasis lochutz bein hachatzeros, utluy al pnei pi habor. That mechitza separates the chatzeros, and it's suspended over the bor. The alfa pishul hanasis b'shul hamayim, even if it wasn't made specifically for the water, dekosover mechitza tluya materis b'chatzeros afilu kol tiltlu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mechitza tluya helps even what's it called stam. It's not a special cooler they made by water. It's a regular mechitza tluya helps. Samara says, Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yossi Omra. Rabbi Yehuda over here is the same sheet as Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. That just like by sukkah, a mechitza tluya means more than three tefachim off the ground is kosher. So too over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a mechitza tluya, even if it doesn't extend within three tefachim of the ground, is kosher. Just like over there, the mechitza is above the bor, more than three tefachim from the bottom of the water, and still it helps. And it's not because of a special halacha l'chora by mayim. The lohi, the verse is not true. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sovar lok Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Yossi sovar Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different shitas. Where Rabbi Yehuda would be matir, Rabbi Yossi is not matir, and where Rabbi Yossi is matir, Rabbi Yehuda would not be matir. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sovar lok Rabbi Yossi, ad kan lo koma Rabbi Yehuda hasa mele be'iru v'chatzeirus rabon. Aval hocha sukkah d'oraisa lo. Right? There's one way of looking at it, that Rabbi Yehuda only is makel by a ruvei chatzeros, where the whole din is only din d'rabbanan. So there he's matir a mechitza tluya. But here by sukkah, it's a halacha d'oraisa, so here he wouldn't be matir a mechitza tluya. And the achronim point out from here, from the next piece also, that really a mechitza tluya helps min haTorah. Shaila's only the rabbanan were machmer, so where were they machmer? So Rabbi Yehuda holds they were not machmer by a din d'rabbanan and a ruvei chatzeros, but they were machmer by a din d'oraisa like sukkah. The low Rabbi Yossi sover like Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yossi holds by sukkah you do say mechitza tluya is good, but he would hold by a ruvei chatzeros it wouldn't be good. Why? Ad kan lo komer Rabbi Yossi hochel b'sukkah the mitzvah saseh. Here we're talking at worst you mevatel a mitzvah saseh. So the rabbanan were makel by a mitzvah saseh. Aval Shabbos, the Isser Skila lo. But Shabbos, even though this din is the Rabbanan, but Shabbos in general is an Isser Skila. So by Isser Skila, they weren't matter. So those are the two ways of looking at it. Rabbi Yossi was matter only by Sukkah, but not by Eruvei Chatzeres, because they were dealing with, in general, Isurei Skila. Or no, Rabbi Yehuda was matter Dafka by Eruvei Chatzeres, which is purely the Rabbanan, but he wasn't matter by Sukkah, which is the Raisa. Mora says, Osi Rashi, Beshitas Rabbi Yossi, Demasnisan our Mishnah. Lo Rabbi Yehuda sover like Rabbi Yossi, Shetei Mechitza Tluya Materis B'Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda would not hold like Rabbi Yossi that a Mechitza Tluya will be kosher by Sukkah, even though it's okay by Erevin. And Lo Rabbi Yossi sover like Rabbi Yehuda, B'Bor Shetei Materis B'Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, even though he holds that a Mechitza Tluya helps by Sukkah, it wouldn't help by Erevin. The Rabbanan Hu Dasrin L'Havi Meimei Chotzer Zulazu. That's the whole Inyan of Erevin is only the Rabbanan. Right, really, min haTorah below zuazu below eruv min rabbanan hu. The meraisa lo mitzvah ele mishus hayochid. So rabbi, and here it's two rishus hayochid. So min haTorah you could carry from one chotzer to the other. It's only a din de rabbanan because we're afraid that you'll mix up two different rishus hayochids with a rishus hayochid rishus rabbi. Avos Shabbos the iser skila hu b'melechus deraisa. Right, and the other way of looking at it is no Shabbos lemaisa could be an iser skila. Right? Even though this specific halach of Shabbos only the Rabbanan, but Shabbos in general is an Isser Skila. So there you're not Mekel. But Tzuk is only a Mitzvah Saseh, there you are Mekel. So Machmir Nafil Midi the Rabbanan Dispa. And therefore we're Machmir even in the Rabbanans of Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is an Isser Skila. Okay, the Im Tomar, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yossi would not be Matur by Shabbos, a Mechitza Tluya, he'd only be Maturit Legabe Sukkah, Okay? Dimtomer Maisa Shanasa Bitchipori Al Pi Mi Vasa. Then the Maisa by Erevin, what's it called? There was a Maisa that happened in Tzipori, and Rav Yossi was the Rav in Tzipori. And they were Matar or Mechitza Tluya. So who was Matar? If you're telling me now that Rav Yossi is not Matar, who was Matar? Lo Al Pi Rav Yossi, El Al Pi Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. It wasn't Rav Yossi who was Matar. Rav Yossi would not be Matar or Mechitza Tluya, what's it called, in Yom Shabbos. But it was his son, Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi. And he taka holds differently. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, my Maisa, we'll go into the Maisa in a sec. What was the Maisa? Rashi. Vimtomar, kiven to Rabbi Yossi, lo sover lak Rabbi Yehuda b'Shabbos, and he's not matar mechitza tluya on Shabbos. Maisa shenasa b'tzipori, shitiru b'Shabbos al yedei mechitza tluya ki the omer of Dimi l'kamei, right? The Maisa that happened in Tzipori, where they were matar a mechitza tluya on Shabbos, like the Gemara is going to explain what the Maisa was, Alpi Minasa, Valo Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Yeshiva Tzipori Havi. Rabbi Yossi was Rosh Yeshiva in Tzipori, he was the Mar of the Asra in Tzipori. So the Chorav Mashma, he was Matar, this Maisa. Kidamrina B'Sanhedrin, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tiridov, Ach Halach, Ach Rebezdin Yotha, go after a Bezdin that is reliable, Ach Rabbi Yossi L'Tzipori. Rabbi Yossi was the Rosh Bezdin in Tzipori. Where it says, Lo Alpi Rabbi Yossi Nasa Shekvar Nifter. He already had died when this Maisa happened. El Alpi Rabbi Shmuel Beno. Okay, now let's see what the Maisa. My Maisa, what was the Maisa? The Chiosur of Dimi Omar Pam Acha Shochu Velo Hiviu Sefer Torah Merev Shabbos. They used to keep the Sefer Torah in one of the houses of the Chotzer. And they forgot to make an Eruv. Way between that house and the Chotzer. So the Mocher, so what do they do? The Mocher Pirsu Sadinim Al Gabei Ho'amudim. So there were, the way Rashi learns is, there were posts, pillars, between that house and the shul. And they put up sheets on the pillars to make a mechitza to isolate the path where they bring the Sefer Torah from that house to the shul, to isolate it from all the other houses. So now the only two houses that were in that area was this house and the shul, and then they didn't need an Erev. They had the Sefer Torah of a Korubo. They were able to bring the Sefer Torah and read it. So Mar says, first of all, Pirsu Sokadaitech, what do you mean? They brought sheets and they put them on. If they could bring the sheets, they can carry. Then they can carry Sefer Torah too. How do they bring the sheets? Right? Mehechan Heviyu, where do they bring them? On Shabbos. Elamotsu Sadinim Prusa. The Maisa was that the next morning they found that there were sheets already open to Tefach on these Amudim, and they opened them a little bit more. Al Gabi Amudim, they view Sefer Torah Vekarubo, and it was what's it called? The Gemara knew that it was a Mechitza Tluya. Okay, so let's see Rashi. El al pi Rabbi Shmuel beno, my Maisa, the Chiosra of Dimi Omer Pamachas, Shachu b'Tzipori, the Leviu Sefer Torah b'Erev Shabbos, Shia Darkon Latznia Sefer Torah b'Batim, Pnei Anochrim. They used to keep the Sefer Torah not in the shul, because they would steal it. They didn't have safes to put it in. So the Goyim stole the Sefer Torah, so they used to keep it in a private house. But also Habayi Shinichu L'Tolcho, Hayu B'Bayis Echad, Shemachotzer Beis HaKnesses. And the gate Beis HaKnesses opened into a chotzer where there were many other houses opened into that chotzer. And one of the houses is where they kept the Sefer Torah. And they didn't make an Eruv that Shabbos in that chotzer. So you couldn't carry from the houses into the chotzer. Or it was a lot of chatzeros opened into a mavi, and the chatzeros didn't make a shituf in the mavi. Sefer Torah was in the house opposite the shul, but the chotzer didn't have an eruv. V'lo nishtatvu b'mavoi v'asol l'holtzim min ha-chatzeres l'mavoi. So either they didn't make a shittif mavos, or they didn't make a eruv e-chatzeros. But for some, whatever the reason was, they couldn't carry through the chotzer from one of the houses into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into the shul. U'porsu sadinam agabi amudim, shoyel rochav ha-mavoi. So what they had was, they had posts that were lined up, posts. Posts? They weren't poles. They were, what? Who? columns. Okay, yeah. Columns. There's another posh, more posh of the word. In any case, okay, the columns that went, what's it called, from this house till the shul. The chalk was a mavi, and they separated the mavi. Loi psuchim and amechitza lefnim ele beis haknesses v'chatzir shekenegdom. The only thing that was opened to and within these mechitzas was the shul and the chatzir. The heviu sefer Torah shari sharach hatzeris and stalko v'nisukat. So everything else was not around. No, it was out of the picture, right? So therefore, the only things that were in this chatzir was the shul and this house. Memela, you could carry from the house into the chatzir because there was no other houses that were common to this chatzir because of the mechitzas. Rashi says mehechen aviyim. So where did they bring these sheets from? V'halohaya osu lahachnis lahotzi. Not allowed to carry into the chatzir. So how did they bring the sheets to begin with? V'halohakol moldim lo garsina. The mechitzah below gag lav oelu. And then the Gemara, there's another gears over here. And besides that, if they brought them, how could they bring them? They were an oel. So Rashi says that you don't go, Rashi, because we weren't putting the sadinim on top of the posts. We're putting them on the side. And an oel is only where it's on top, Rashi holds. We have this already in Shabbos and in Erevin. Rashi Shita is that you can make a mechitza, a side mechitza on Shabbos, even if it's not aroi, not if it's a tosefes, because that's not called an oel. An oel is only where it's on top. Tosus argues, and Tosus says it depends. If the mechitza on the side is matir something, like a sukkah, like carrying, then there's an oel even sideways. If it's not matter or anything, it's only for tznius, it's only for, not a halachic mechitza, it's just a mechitza for the sake of privacy, then you can put it up on Shabbos. Right? You can put up a mechitza for privacy, you can't put up a mechitza on Shabbos, even the side, unless you're mosif. So Tosfos have to learn over here, it was a tosefis, it was already up, at least a tefach, and they added to it. That's okay, because it's tosefis. Rashi would hold, even if it wasn't up, even a tefach. They had to put the whole mechitza up on Shabbos. You're allowed to put up a mechitza on Shabbos as long as it's not an oil on top, even if it's matir. Even if it's matir something. That's Rashi Shita. Umechitza kazum mutter lasos can amino terakol gabas. Omalem shmuel negiduli glima. And over there it was nicer for tznius. Tosa says no raya from that case. But Rashi holds, doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to put up a mechitza, side mechitza on Shabbos, because it's what's it called, not, it's not binyan, because it's only oil, it's only aroi, right? And the mail is what's it called, not an ohel, because it's sideways, not over the top. Sadim Prusim, so where it says, no, they found already the sheets spread out over these posts. Vayu gvoy min haaretz. But however, the maisa was where the sheets were above the ground, more than three tvachim. And they couldn't bring them down more than three tvachim. So they were hanging above the ground. To havi le mechitza tluya. And they were matarit. So who was matarit? If you're telling me Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that by Shabbos we say mechitza tluya is okay, and Rabbi Yossi was the Rav in Tzipori, so who was matarit? Tomorrow says it happened after Rabbi Yossi died, and it was his son, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who was matarit. And he didn't hold like his father, he held like Rabbi Yehuda. They ask other kashas over here. According to the man, the Omer who says, according to Rishonim who say, that you're allowed to tell a goy for the shame mitzvah to do a malacha, at least a malacha de rabbanon, so why didn't they tell a goy to bring it? To bring the, what's it called, the, maybe that was the way they got the sadinim. He brought the things. And Mar says, no, if they had a goy, they could have told him to carry the Sefer Torah. They didn't have to tell him to carry the sadinim. So obviously it wasn't a goy. What? The what? Not if they were there, okay. And okay, could be that's a good answer for those who say. They asked also why didn't they sell a cotton? What? Instead of being Mechal Shabbos or whatever, they didn't have another age, so you could have a goy carry a Sefer Torah too. Okay. I was thinking maybe they could have answered that the Maisa happened on Shabbos of Sukkah. And Migu, that it's a mechitza for Sukkah, it's a mechitza for Shabbos too, like we have before. Right? That depends really, though, if you have to have it dafka as a Sukkah. In other words, is it all mechitzas on Shabbos of Sukkahs that would be good for a Sukkah are good for Shabbos? That's one way of learning. If that's the case, then they could have said, they knew the Maisa wasn't a Sukkah, it's a Maisa. That's a, right? But it should come out that even the Mandiomer who holds, normally you're not matir Mechitza Kluya, right, either Shabbos or Sukkah. But if it's Shabbos of Sukkot, then everybody would hold it's the same thing, right? As long as you don't hold it has to be in the Sukkah on Shabbos, that it's good. Okay. Let's go on. But they knew the Maisa wasn't on Shabbos of Sukkot, or according to the Man Yomer, who says it has to be in the Sukkah, it wasn't a Sukkah. It was just the Stav of Mechitza and a Chotzer. Omer Rav Chisda, Omar Avimi. Machatzelis arbo umashu materis besukkah. Now we're going to say different kinds of mechitzas that are matter. If you have a mat for the walls, that's four tefachim plus a little bit. You're going to be able to use that for a wall, even though normally a wall needs seven tefachim. But this four plus a little is going to be considered like seven. How? Mishum dofen. Hechi ovid. Toli lei beemtza pachas mishlosha lamata. Upachas mishlosha lamata. Now we're talking about, what's it called? A wall that's only four tefachim plus a little bit high. And it's going to now be considered like ten tefachim. You need a ten tefachim high wall. So four plus a little bit is going to be a ten tefachim high mechitza. How so? You put it within three tefachim of the ground. This is according to the Tanakhama that mechitza tluy is no good. Okay? You put it within three tefachim of the ground and within three tefachim of the schach. It's talking about a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim high. So if you have it within 3 tefachim of the ground, so that already is considered like 7 tefachim. Because it's a little bit less than 3 tefachim, and this is a little bit more than 4 tefachim. So together is 7 tefachim. And it's within 3 tefachim of the schach, so that's considered closed. So you have lavud on both sides, closing it off, and making it a 10 tefachim mechitza. The chol pachas mishlosha kolavud damis. Marsus pshita. Of course, we know there's halacha of lavud. Ma'ud the same. Achad lavud amrina. Trei lavud lo amrina kamashmon. I might think you only make one lavud, not two lavuds. Kamashmon, you can make even two. So Tosu says, Lamaisa, we have plenty of cases where you say two lavuds. We have a mechitza of konim, right? Where there's less than three tefachim, you could have 20 lavuds. So Tosu says the chiddush over here is that you say it even up and down, not just a sideways. Could be lavud, you say, and the Radvaz, I think, says that there's two kinds of lavud. There's a lavud that you consider the thing as if it extends up, and then there's a lavud that the space is not considered a space. Over here, the bottom one, you don't want it to the space, it can be considered a space, because otherwise it's mechitza tluya. So that lavud, you say. The top one is you want it to be considered that it goes up to the schach, because it has to be near the schach. So that lavud's a different kind of lavud. There's two kinds of lavud. One lavud where the space is not considered a space, the other one where it considers extended. So the chiddush is you say both lavuds, even though they're different lavuds together. The other one, the case of the konim, they're all the same lavud. That you don't consider that space as a space. Okay. And there is a shita that holds that you only say two lavuds in this situation where it's above and below, but you wouldn't say three lavuds. If you didn't have a thing four and a half, but you had something two and two plus with a space in between, or one and one with a space in between, and you had to say three lavuds, you wouldn't say it. Okay. Mace, let's see, Rashi. What? Enochinamis. Tosa says that would not, we'll see, that's not, for sukkah wouldn't be good. Because a mechitza that's only si or ore for a sukkah is not a good sukkah, not a mechitza, even if it's loved. Okay, machatzel shirachov arbo mashu, v'orko ka'orech hadofen, and it's as long as a wall has to be, but it's high, only four and a half tefachim. That's what we're talking about now. Materis besukkah, im tola oso ba'avir, the pachos mishlosh esomach l'schach, u pachos mishlosh l'karka. We could go and shein a sukkah gavoy la sorek mitzum tzomim. It's talking about a 10 tefachim high sukkah, and you what's it called? Have it within 3 tefachim of the schach, and within 3 tefachim of the ground, because it's 4.5. And mamela, the top and the bottom are considered closed. It's a good mechitza. If it would be higher than that, okay, it would be within 3 tefachim of the ground, and then what's it called? 4.5. And above that, you would say, what's it called? Lavud. So that wouldn't be good. It has to be within 3 tefachim of the schach, according to Rashi. According to other Rishonim, it's good enough if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground. and then three tefachim above that is considered part of that. So you have a ten tefachim thing, and then it extends up to the schach. It doesn't have to be within three tefachim of the schach, because then you say gudasik. Once you have a ten tefachim mechitza, it goes up. So they say, but according to the Ran, says you can't say that, because you don't use two halacha l'moshe misinai. You can't say lavud and gudasik. Both of them you can't say. And the other is showing them, hold no, you do say two halacha l'moshe misinai, and they bring a raya, because the schach, the what's called the mechitza, can be within three tefachim of the schach, and it can also say gudasik. Goes up, and it's within three tefachim. Some say you don't need a halacha l'moshe misinai for that. Some say you don't need the mechitza under the schach. You don't have to say lavud. As long as it's not more than three tefachim away from the schach, it's kosher. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to say halacha l'moshe misinai as if the wall is under the schach. Doesn't have to be under the schach. It just has to be within three tefachim of the schach, and that's good enough. So you don't know halacha l'moshe misinai over there. Okay. Machatzela shivo mashahu. Okay, now we're going weiter. Meisvei, machatzela shivo mashu materes besukkah. You need a machatzela 7 plus a little bit, right? Mishum dofen. It has to be 7 plus a little bit high. What says ki tanyahi besukkah gedola? That's talking about a sukkah gedola where the schach is higher. And it wouldn't help. What's it called? Unless it was 7 plus a little, you hang it within 3 tvachim. Now it's 10 tvachim. Okay. Sukkah gedola hagavoa harbeitz, very high. This is where Rashi learns. Shein yochel lomer boshnei levudim. You can't say two levuds because it's not within three tefachim of the schach. Hilkach boy machatzel shivo mashu. Therefore, you need 7 plus a little bit. Put it within three tefachim of the ground. Now it's 10. Umamida b'pachas shlosha samach l'schach. Or you put it within three tefachim of the schach. The havi lemechitza asora. The sulo ich beslanim tluyahi. And that goes like Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says that now we don't care if it's tluya. Kamashma, the Mishal, Shemamalamatik, Rabbi Yossi. Goes like Rabbi Yossi. You put it within three tvachim of the top. From Rashi, that if you put it within three tvachim of the ground, it wouldn't help. Because you don't say lovud and gudasik. So from this Rashi is Mashma, like the Ran, that you wouldn't be able to put this within three tvachim of the ground and then say gudasik. You have to put it within three tefachim of the schach, and then mechitza tluya doesn't make a difference. Okay, well, let's go on. Omarev ami pas arbo mashehu. Now you have a board that's 4 tefachim plus a little bit wide. Matir besukah mishum dofin, and now it's going to help to me a 7 tefachim wide wall. Now we're not talking about height; we're talking about width, length. Umokim, where do you put it? Mokim le pachas mishlosha tvachim samach ledofen. You put it within 3 tvachim of the wall that you want to make it now adjoining, right? Because a sukkah you need 3 walls, okay? So you need what's it called, an adjoining wall at some point. So you need 2 good walls, 7 tvachim that connect like a corner, okay? So the one wall is 7 tvachim. The second wall can be 4 plus a little bit. And you put it within 3 tefachim of the wall that it's connecting to. And now you have 7 tefachim wall with lavud. The chol pachas mishlosha samach ledofen kalavud dami. Which is my kamashmalan. Right? Ha kamashmalan shir meshach sukkah ketan l'shiva. The chiddush over here is that the length of a wall has to be 7 tefachim. Enochanami, lavud is not a chiddush, because we know already a lot of cases of lavud. But here the Mishnah tells me that the shear of a sukkah ketana is 7 tefachim. Even though we have other Mishnahs that say that, but that's not as prevalent as the halacha of lavud. Rashi. Pas dal ramashu matu besukim gavoa yud rechov dal. It's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and plus a little bit. Umoki lo v'pachus megimel somach ledofen hasheni b'miktzoa. The other wall that you need, the 2 full walls, and you need it to intersect. So the one that's at it's an intersecting with, you put it within 3 tefachim of that wall. The chiyamrin lavud ikadofen shiva. Once you say lavud, you have 7, because this is a little bit less than 3, and this is a little bit more than 4. The zem meshach sukkah ketana kidei rosh veruba, which is 7 tefachim. And in fact, the other mishnayos didn't say 7 tefachim. Gemara said it. The Gemara just said kidei rosh veruba v'shulchanah. And now this Mishnah is telling me clearly that it's 7 tefachim, that the shear of Rosh, Aruba, and Shulchanah was 7 tefachim. that we don't have anywhere that the shear of seven tefachim outright in the Mishnah. Okay.